Thickerman reached into his file folder and laid 2 10 cards on the desk in front of Larry. One was close to 25 years old, taken upon Erno Erdai's entry into the police academy. The other from his arrest for shooting the man whom Larry now knew for certain was Collins. "That's how come you realized it was the Gandalf case," Larry said. Mo nodded. "See," said Larry, "Erno took the gun off the guy who was holding it by the muzzle, let's assume it was Collins, and shot him. That's what Erdai was doing time for, and that's why his print's on the trigger."
"That information could have been helpful," said Mo dryly. "Not having it at the time, I went over the weapon once more, still hoping to confirm the identification of Mr. Farwell. As an afterthought, really, I did what I should have done in the first place and checked the cylinder for ammo. I was delighted to learn that evidence had sent over a loaded piece."
"How many rounds were there?" Larry asked.
"Just one. But there were also 4 casings in the other chambers with firing pin markings."
Mo was saying that the weapon had been fired 4 times. The reports were uniform that Erno had shot Collins only once. With Mo's permission, Larry reached out for the bag and pressed down on the plastic to get a better view of the gun. It was a 5-shot revolver, definitely a .38.
"Any rate," said Mo, "once my heart started beating again, it turned out to be a worthwhile expedition. Very clear prints on every casing. Those chambers, I guess, kept things moist."
Mo clicked to display new photos, then pointed to the bullets and the 4 casings in a separate plastic envelope inside the bag with the gun.
"And did you get a hit on the prints in the database?"
"Yep. Man was arrested in 1955 when he was 22 for mob action."
Mob action usually meant a bar fight, charges that were almost always dismissed.
Mo laid that card down, too. After 10 years, Larry had to work to place the face, particularly because the man in the picture was far younger than the guy Larry knew, but it came. The fellow with the hangdog look in the black and white mugshot was Gus Leonidas. For just an instant, Larry was pleased with himself for remembering. Then a sensation of radical alarm fired through his limbs as he took in the meaning.
"This case," he thought, "man, this case."
Larry bent again toward the weapon. It was a Smith & Wesson. Gus's gun, no doubt of that. And Gus's gun had Erno's print on the trigger and 1 unfired round in the cylinder. Another slug had been removed from Collins Farwell in surgery. That left 3 bullets unaccounted for. Larry told himself no. Then no. Then followed the train of thought to the end of the line.
"You think this is the murder weapon on my case, Mo?"
"I think ballistics can tell you for sure. And I suspect the DNA deacons can say whose blood was on Erdai's hand. I need to send this gun back to the evidence room for purposes of the chain, but I'm going to make damn sure somebody comes over here and signs for it."
"I just wanted to give you a heads up."
Mo handed over an envelope containing his report. Larry put it in his jacket pocket, but his mind was stumbling along. All he had to go on right now was the same witchy instinct that had so often guided him. But the cool, deliberate homing mechanism of instinct said the blood on Erno's hand was not Collins. Now that he had time to think, Larry realized that the reports from the shooting at Ike's all said at least 12 cops had jumped on Erno right after he shot. The gun had been wrested from him before Erno approached his bleeding nephew. So the blood on the handle of Gus Leonidas' gun came from somebody else. Like a slow, grinding mill, Larry turned through the possibilities, fighting mostly himself. Luisa Ramardi had been shot point blank, and if Erno's fingerprint was etched on the trigger in Luisa's blood, that meant Erno was the shooter on July 4th, 1991. Erno was the shooter. This was the murder weapon, and somehow Collins had that gun in his hand 6 years later. Collins' prints were there, too. The only guy whose fingerprints weren't on it was Squirrel. And he had confessed.
"So, Erno and or Collins did this together with Squirrel," Larry said.
Squirrel didn't rat them out, and Erno returned the favor once he knew he was dying.
Mo shook his long face. All I can tell you, Larry, is whose fingerprints are there. When Arthur got hold of this, it was going to be mayhem. The case that wouldn't end was going to rev up again to 7,500 RPMs. As Larry stood, Mo pointed toward his sport coat where Larry had placed the report.
I'll let you be the messenger in Center City.
Eternal gratitude, he said. Outside, in front of the hall, Larry could feel the report in his breast pocket. He wasn't ready for any of this. Not for Muriel, or to read in the press about some new fucking breakthrough in a murder case that was solved a decade ago. He tore the report into several pieces and dropped it in the trash.